Blog Talk Radio.
Watch this.
Everybody, hello, everybody, hello, and welcome to Power
Hey,
Talk.
What's going on, girl?
Huh?
I said, what up, girl?
What up, Mariam?
Yeah,
welcome to Power
man.
Talk by OG Mac Drama Summer
yeah.
Edition with Maddie M. and Shelf. It's 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Thursday. We are almost through the week, people. We can do this. We got it. We have got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So tomorrow's Friday. Any big plans for Friday, Maddie?
Nah, not really sleep. Jim, I'm going to take it easy. It's hot as hell here. The smoke's pretty bad. I guess there's more fires, so, I mean, I'm just so tired all the time. No plans. Oh, maybe Saturday. I think I'm going to the horse races again. So that'll be fun. I like my horse races.
Well, something's telling me that if you go to the horse races and you see a horse with the name of something like Angel, Angelic, something like that,
okay.
Go for it.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, that sounds good to me, man. I'll find the closest. I'll even send you a picture on the schedule on the program.
All right. Good deal, guys. So I broke my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to go to my computer to get on everything from my laptop, it completely shut down to where we have to, like, get a whole new laptop.
Oh,
so,
damn. That sucks, girl. I'm sorry. Man, it's been a bad week for you, huh?
Yeah. So I have, now, I'm still waiting on my claim to get processed on my phone. And
yeah.
Now my computer's done. So, like, I can't even really call out on my phone. Like, you can call, but then sometimes it just starts acting like it's psycho. I don't know, man. So I'm just impatiently, patiently waiting for this phone to get here. I'm going to tell you. It's been the longest
yeah,
few
no
days
kidding.
Of my life. Like,
yeah.
You know? Because
yeah.
No,
that really sucks
is,
about the computer, man.
Speed and accuracy are very, very important for me in doing flyers or doing whatever, because I'm doing all the stuff that I do in between life itself, you know, the farm stuff, the kids stuff, the doctor stuff, right? So, like,
mm-hmm.
to have proper equipment is so important. It's so important. And so I've been struggling with that for the past couple days. That's why
yeah,
I haven't
no
been
doubt.
Posting like I normally do and everything else. Anyways, Maddie.
Yep.
So let's talk about this out to our listeners. So we are going to do the Don't Count Me Out 2023. We're only going to do two cities. We need to take a vote and let us know which two cities would be the top two cities that you would like to see us at. And your choices are Los Angeles, California, San Diego, California, Las Vegas, Nevada, Salt Lake City, Utah, Phoenix, Arizona. All right.
Yeah. Yep. Those are good cities.
Yeah. On to the next thing. The next thing. The next thing is we had a guest on last night. His name was Country Montana. And we had a little technical difficulties and stuff, but I'm going to play one of his songs. Let us know what you think about it. Remember, guys, all your comments that you put in, the ones that are on air while we're on air, I get those, and I can actually read those. I will read your message on air if you'd like for me to. So,
yeah. Hey, play the second one. Play the second one.
The Carolina?
Yeah, play the one after that we played.
Easy?
Yeah, I think so. It's easy. Let's get it.
This is Country Montana.
All right, cool.
Easy.
Mama raise a hustler.
Daddy raise a G.
Mama raise a hustler.
Daddy raise a G.
Mama raise a hustler.
Daddy raise a G.
So I gotta do what I gotta do.
I'm taking off.
So I gotta do what I gotta do.
I'm taking off.
Rap game easy, dope game easy. Anything a nigga do, I make it look easy. From all the bullshit a nigga been through, all the facts remain the same, boy. Country the truth. Rap game easy, dope game easy. Anything a nigga do, I make it look easy. Keep me a breezy, bad one for cheesy. Mama raise a hustler, daddy raise a deezy. Cause I'm in the squeezy, man, I'm in like every day. Cause I'm in the squeezy, man, I'm in like every day. I flipped a half a pound quick, flipped it in a day. Bad bitches in the room wearing lingerie. Daddy raised a G, and it's enough of us. But mama kept it gangster and raised a hustler. Mama raised a hustler.
Daddy raised a G.
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 So I gotta do what I gotta do.
I'm taking off.
So I gotta do what I gotta do.
I'm taking off.
Rap game easy, dope game easy. Anything a nigga do, I make it look easy. Throughout the trials and tribulation, boy, I'm still here. 2023 about to be a hell of 5 years. Yeah, I'm in the game, boy, real deep. Thanks to my daddy, he raised a real G. Mama raised a hustler, my brother right next to me. We both in the game, but one just got a longer feet. Shots out the Songbird, cause he on the block. Get money with me like Songbird. I introduce him to some real ass G's. 1200 short street, my niggas ride with me. But I don't really need nobody. I got Blizzle Black by my side, ready to catch your body. Mama raise a hustler.
Daddy raise a G.
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 So I gotta do what I gotta do.
I'm taking off.
So I gotta do what I gotta do.
I'm taking off.
Rap game easy, dope game easy. Anything a nigga do, I make it look easy.
You know, that song is so catchy, man. It's just got that.
So I gotta do what I gotta do. I love it. I love that.
Mama raise a hustler, daddy raise a G.
Yeah.
Oh, Maddie. Maddie M, man. What a crazy life we've had, man. I can't wait to see what kind of craziness comes up with the rest of this wonderful, crazy life. You know?
Yeah, I hope it's not too crazy. I'm getting too old for too crazy now, but yeah. It's always Kate. There's always something going on, man.
Always. Always, always. But, I mean, makes it interesting, right? It does
no doubt.
Make it interesting. So, you know, another artist that we had on the show, this is Shells, or I met him in Shells, actually, guys. We're sitting in for OG Mac Drama because it is the summer and summer edition. You get Maddie M and Shows. You can't get no better than that. It's like cornbread and biscuits at the same time. Anyway.
Shows. What am I going to do with you, girl?
We're going to go to Lyrics to Vision. Hey.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him for a while. How's he been up to, man?
Oh, he's good. I just texted him a couple days ago, texted to see how he was doing and stuff. He's doing good, you know. Everybody's trying to keep the spirits up. Yeah.
Yeah, no
you
doubt.
You know, I got a letter from JP.
Yeah.
I told you about that, right?
Yeah, said, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, that's always good. It's like, it makes me feel like when I had a pen pal back in the day, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of that, let's play a little Lyrics to Vision and P-Funk. This is Trapped, y'all. Trapped. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Man, I don't know what's going on. All these deaths. Left and right. People getting sick. Everybody scared to go outside. I don't know. Gotta figure this out together, you know? Now what's going on up in this world today? So much hate and pain feels like we're fading away. Everybody's struggling deep inside, losing faith, don't wanna fight. Feeling hopeless every night, losing lives left and right. Constantly we losing sight with nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run, no more tears to cry. No more hope inside. When I look into the sky, I feel defeated and life is right in front of my eyes. God is blowing my mind, and I'm losing control. I've been running and running, but there's nowhere to go. Hitting corner after corner, it's a dead end road. Everybody's sick and dying like the world's turning cold. Like the devil's in control, but I know they can't be. You're the one and almighty, almighty king. So clear this dark path for my vision to see. And shine a light up on these people so they know to follow me. Let's go!
I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere. Day, am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a ghost to hold in. We don't just keep going, but I know I'll keep choosing kindness, even while we're stuck in this thick
end. And you know me, I always choose the kind way to go. No matter what life brings, I always take the higher road. Always coping, worry, hoping the rope is showing in a way. Loosen up around my neck and make the bad go away. But not today or any day that I ever live. The only thing to do is raise and teach our kids the right things to do, yeah, the right way to go. Life is what it is, living a moment and a goal. I could climb up the step hole all the way to the top. Believing in the mirror, you can never be stopped. Feed and bleed it at your soul for what you believe. Long sleeves when it's cold to keep you from the breeze. But the vision is the key in the art to see what's invisible to others. So hear these words I speak. Faith is what we need, just follow his lead. From the man who gave it all, even the breath that we breathe. Come on!
I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere. Day, am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a toast to hope in. We don't just keep coping, but I know I'll keep choosing kindness, even while we're stuck in this sickness.
Fantasize of a life with no strife, with a knife and like a spell that I've been under. I lose track of mistakes, it takes to make me break. Only thing that makes me shudder. But then I realize it was on me in the beginning. Every day starts with a hunger. Remember visits to the methadone clinics. Remember people everywhere, but I felt alone in it. Went back to the car, was living and wrote some songs in it. Took some time to think about life, I put my all in it. They don't wanna hear a real story, I have to talk about it. Let them know my lessons I've learned, I cannot walk around it. Taking negatives and turning them to positives. And I promise you that you can do it too, we try to live, yeah.
I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere. Day, am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a
toast to hoping we'll just keep coping. But I know I'll keep choosing kindness even while we're stuck in this sickness.
All right. I love
your
voice,
that
man.
Girl is tight. That girl is tight. I forget. Do you know who it is?
I think she said Lexi or something like that.
Yeah, that girl can match it up.
It's definitely one of those feel-good tracks, you know?
Yeah, well, she makes it feel good. It's actually kind of a sad song when you think about it, but yeah.
For sure.
No, man, those boys kill it, especially when they do it together, they kill it.
It's funny because, like, there's, Maddie, think about how many artists are out in this world.
Oh, yeah, everyone thinks they're a rapper.
What's
your point?
I'm just thinking, like, a lot of these people really don't have talent, and then a lot of them do have talent, but you don't hear of half of these people.
Yeah, well, I guess they just don't know what to do, right? I mean, you can make tracks, and you can even build your own studios, you know, in your basement or whatever, build a room, soundproof it, learn how to make beats, do your own stuff, but, I mean, unless you have an outlet, you gotta have something. You gotta have some support starting out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah,
and
I think a lot of people they don't have that.
They said that during the pandemic that 85% of people, 85% of people during the pandemic used music to cope.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm surprised it's that low, actually. And I'm sure, I thought you were going to say that a lot of people, you know,
started
becoming
music.
Singers and
they
shit,
did.
Too, right?
Yeah. Because it was the first time in the world that everybody really had to just stop and look at
mm-hmm.
who they are. And live in their actual life. You know, there was no outlet. There was no work. There was no school. There was no going out to the bar. There was none of that. So everybody actually had to take a really hard look at who they were and what the fuck their life was about.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, yeah, you have to be cool with yourself for sure. And I think most people, and some people really ended up saying, shit, man, this is it. Like, this is who I am, you know? But,
yeah,
no doubt. Just, getting sick of the people you're quarantined with, man, it must be nuts. The pandemic to me was very different. I was traveling. I was in Mexico. I was in Kelowna. I was going everywhere because I was with somebody that, we had the resources to do whatever we wanted, and then we were considered one household. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we went everywhere. So the pandemic didn't really affect me much. I was always gone. But yeah, a lot of people got really stuck in. And I know it's crazy.
Well, if you think about how many marriages ended up in divorce, how many people ended up getting married. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to this show, right? Because I listen to people randomly. I give everybody a chance once, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was listening to them, and they were talking about the fact that, say that you're a lawyer. A high-end lawyer, okay? And you have this luxury life with the, you have the trophy wife, right? You have the 2.5 kids. Your life works because the facts are, number one, you're not at the house very often, right? Because you're a high-end lawyer,
yeah.
So you're gone most, about 85% of your time, right? 90% of your time, you're gone.
Yeah.
So you're now put in a situation where you have to stay at your house. The children
that have grown up
that you've only seen for a few minutes in the morning, maybe a few minutes in the evening, if that.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife that you only see every now and then. Everybody
yeah.
can make something
yeah.
work in short time increments, right? But when you're stuck into it, you're really going to see what everything's about. And they said that over 75% of all relationships changed in either a much better way or a much worse way during the pandemic.
My dad, and
they said, they were like, you know, now you don't have your mistress that you can go and see because you're stuck at home,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
you're already all negative. No wonder, like, it's going to work, you know? It's just,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing to me. Like, and he was like, and I'm sitting down to children that I don't even know who they are. But they're my children.
Yeah, true that. Well, my dad always said, you know, he said the best marriages, he's like he always gave me this advice. I guess I didn't take it, but, like, I'd spend way too much time with my wife. And he always said, like, if you know how to job that you have to travel, you know, you come back and people are busy. And so, yeah, when you get stuck with them, and like you said, they're basically strangers. You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
living under the same house, but everyone's got their own lives. And once you're stuck with the other person, like, it other people, I mean, it must be crazy. Must
yeah.
be quite the shock,
I mean,
for sure.
You know, when I got stuck, my life really didn't change much because I live out in the country, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
like, we
yeah.
don't go to town every day. We don't, you know, we don't do all that shit every day. But...
Yeah.
The one thing that I got really good at was making pizzas, homemade pizzas, because I didn't realize how many times in a month we would go through Little Caesars or bake a pizza from the oven, or, you know, whatever. So
mm-hmm.
I got tired of frozen pizzas, so I learned how to make the best homemade pizza. You know, I
yeah,
figured I might
dish,
as well
man.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
no,
might as well
man,
protect you're keeping, something, you know?
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I mean, that's a good way of doing things. But, you know, as I get older, I don't, like, yeah, I got pretty darn happy with myself, honestly. I really, like, I'm stoked by myself, you know? And I think a lot
right.
of people, yeah, they got, and it must have really sucked for single people, right? Like, they were stuck, seriously. Like, I'm all good, man. As long as there's a TV and I got my phone. I mean, my job is basically calling all around the world anyways, you know? Like, so I could continue my work. My work wasn't hurting or anything. I mean, I'm cool with myself, just chilling, you know? But a lot of people really need other people. Yeah, I feel bad for the guys who were single or the girls that were single and they had to sit there, you know? No wonder everyone bought a cat or a dog, right? And now we're overrun
yeah.
by animals. They're shitting everywhere.
Right.
I mean, I love animals, man, but, yo, this is getting ridiculous, man. Like, people have, like, two big dogs nowadays running around. The worst ones are the little fuckers. And they're just shitting and pissing everywhere, dude. Like, we're overrun by animals. And I love animals, you know, but... Like, honestly, and then a lot of people, they gave them back. You know what I'm saying? After the
yeah.
pandemic, they realized they couldn't have them. So they started giving them back to the shelters. So I don't think that's cool. I think if you make a commitment to an animal, a living thing, don't send it back. Like, how that's hardcore harsh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they have places now that you can, like, rent animals and, like, take them back. You rent them for therapy and you take them back.
Well, I think, yo, they actually have places like that. That's, like, what do you mean? What kind of therapy, dude? Like what?
Like, hey, hold on. We have a caller.
Therapy, like, okay.
Let's see who this is. I think it's OG. Hold on. Hello? 602. You're on. Maddie, can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. 602-430. You're on the air.
Matt, you
what up, what up, what up, what up? Yeah. I kinda made a run How's everybody doing? This process, you know what I'm saying? How's everybody going today?
What's up, buddy?
Hey man, what's good?
Been grinding to get a lot of stuff done. Got a bunch of new beats coming from the beat catalog. Got some stuff coming for the album. Been working on this little situation with a Tupac project. Some stuff that's going on with some Tupac related stuff. So a bunch of big people involved.
That's cool,
in that.
Man.
Got a club spot opening up tomorrow. Out in kind of like Avondale, Tolleson area in Arizona. If you out here in Phoenix or whatnot, go ahead and bring your behind down there. It's free. So, you know, real free event where you get to come out. All kind of celebrity people going to be up in the building, A&Rs, deal opportunities, stuff like that. So, you know, if you out here, come down. Going to be having performances every Friday at the spot. So you never know who's going to be in the spot. Don't know who the heck might sign you, put you on to something. Might find a major producer off in the building, might start producing for you. Ain't no telling. You know, it's that kind of spot. I thought it was
cool, man. Yeah.
I can't wait to see
you. I miss your voice, man. Like, you still grinding? Like, I mean, not grinding, like grinding to the bone kind of shit. You work so hard, dude. Honestly, when I think about you, I think about, like, work ethic, and I'm just, it makes me kind of, like, shit, Maddie, get yourself moving. Like, look what Prophet's doing. He's got 19 things on the go at one time, right? Like, come on, you could do a little better. Yeah, no, it's good to hear you, man. Honestly, it really is.
Oh, it's inspiring, Maddie. You know what I mean? I work hard. Man,
yeah.
Well, we got to link up because I got a couple things going that I'm pretty sure your artists are going to want to be a part of. I'm upset about the whole situation that's going down with the SAG situation. Are y'all up to date on what's going on?
I heard about that. Yeah, well, I heard there was a strike, right?
Right. So I'm in the middle of writing some stuff for us. For Brick Squad, we got a movie, we got a TV show I've been in the middle of writing. I've been talking to all these different networks. I've been trying to get syndication locked down for a lot of different things, make sure it's accessible on multiple channels, multiple streaming services on my part. You know, Mac already got every damn thing locked up. So, you know, before I start to Mac with everything, I'm having all my I's got a T's crossed. No kind of upset. All right, now we got to slow down on some things. With that being said, I'm going to give a shout out to Dipset. Know what I mean? The whole Dipset crew, Cam, all them. I like the TV show Cam and them got going on right now, Cam and Mace. That shit popping like a motherfucker. If you don't know about it, got to go check it out. It is what it is. That's the name of the show. Know what I mean? Shout out to all my people out in Harlem. You know, I've been doing a lot of talks, a lot of conferences, getting a lot of things set up with them. Shout out to Diddy for the situation he got with my brother Black Rob and G-Dep. Looking for G-Dep to come home real soon. Know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff going on with that, you know, and just giving them shots out. But because of that SAG situation, it's slowing up a lot of stuff I had planned and working with a lot of the people that I've named. Just to give you an idea how big our situation is, but I'm just not speaking on it because I don't need a bunch of people harassing me. You need a hell of a long. If I got a role for you, I got a role for you.
Yeah.
I do not need people harassing me like, yo, I want to get in. Put me out, man. If you there, you there. Everybody else going to have to do the casting call, all that, you know, auditions, all that type of stuff. We going to have that stuff
covered. Yeah.
But that's going to be like about a year out. You know what I mean? A year from now. Because I'm making sure the scenes and everything is written right, and a lot of stuff is real relatable to people. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a pretty cool, pretty cool show, pretty cool movie. I want to talk about what it's about, but we got a lot of people stealing ideas now and running off with stuff. So I ain't going to say shit. I'll just
say shit.
Bro, I'm going to let the marketing team do their thing. You get what I'm saying? We got a marketing team and stuff. I'm going to let them do their job. That's their job to make sure all the promotions is done. Everybody knows what's going on. I ain't going to say nothing. We're going to wait till it's done, everything's shot, and then we're going to let the marketing team handle their thing. Until then, I'm hush-hush on everything. You want to know what's going on
with the TV show?
You want to know what's going on with the movie? Sorry. You better talk to Mac. If Mac give you clearance, I'll speak on it. But if Mac don't say a goddamn thing to me, I ain't telling you shit. I'm one of them people that don't say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, that's a good idea, homie. But that's cool, man. That's good. But you think about a year then it's going to come out?
No, it's going to take a year before we really start production. Because I got to write everything. I want to make sure everything is straight. I'm going to have some people that's going to edit it, make sure that shit cool. Because to me, it don't matter who's really going to be in the movie. It matters about making sure the story is right, making sure, you know, it's easy for these people to get the characterization down. Because once you've got a great plot, good story, well-driven characters, it'll carry itself. And any professional actor is going to be able to adapt to those characters easy because it's placed together easy like that. So I'm not really concerned. I mean, I'm concerned because there's certain people I would love to have in it, but if I can't have them in that shit, I don't give a fuck because I know the story is going to be cool. Know what I mean? And because it's going to be a dope-ass story, people are going to be drawn to it. So then we'll do the casting.
Nice.
So, like, about next year, we'll start doing casting. We'll start it'll start booming a little bit more. More people will start knowing about everything that's going on. We'll start letting it be known what celebrity actors have already contracted with the situation because there's people already tied into the situation already. So we'll let everybody know the celebrities don't been contracted in, who's going to be doing what roles are going to be coming, what roles we have available, all that good stuff. And I'm going to make this juicy. I'm gonna have real good fun with the promo. We're going to have contests. We're going to do a lot of different stuff. So this situation going to be dope. Oh,
yeah,
and I want to give a big shout out to Kiera. I got to give a big shout out to Kiera, you know what I mean? Because she's going to put motherfuckers right. She's going to make sure that money coming in, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to her. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for helping me out. Thank you for putting me on stuff I didn't know. I'm definitely finna contact you way more and bug the fuck out because I'm going to pick your brain. So you're probably going to be mad at me like if this motherfucker don't quit contacting me. But I'm trying to get money. That's why my name's Profit. You know what I'm saying? So if you're looking at getting on and you want to get into the game, you're trying to figure out how to jump on, you better get in contact with me, Lady J, Kiera. We gonna figure it out. We're going to work something out for you. Know what I mean? Have your budget together, too. Have a budget. So there is something to work with. This ain't the freebies. This ain't the start out. This ain't where you get on and you learn. This is the big leagues. This is the pros. This is Chicago. This is New York. Know what I mean? This is L.A. This is the Lakers. Know what I mean? This the big time. This is it. So don't step in here playing. Don't step in here trying to figure it out. Have your budget together. Know what it is you want to do. Know who your market is. Have your EPK. Have your steps together. You know what I mean? By the time you step into us, you should at least already be touring, already have, you know, notoriety. If we go to talking about you in your city, you know, somebody should be able to say they know you or heard of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Making them kind of move. then contact us, and we're looking to take you next level. That's what we're here for, all right? So I'm actively looking. I'm running around everywhere. I'm going to all the performance spots. If it's a performance spot, I'm traveling. I'm coming. You know what I mean? So I'm in state. I'm out of state. I go to Cali. I go to Vegas. I go to Texas. I'm going to be traveling back and forth to New York like crazy. I love Atlanta. Atlanta is like, you know, my second home outside of Austin. You know what I mean? If you really, really know. Atlanta is like my second home, so you see me on Atlanta a lot. But, yo, if you're looking for that situation, we got it. And don't forget, Shells, Maddie, we there. We there. It's that time. We looking for the right ones because we finna do some stupid crazy. Stupid.
No doubt.
But we finna change the whole fucking game. We got an empire coming, Maddie.
Yeah,
gonna rebuild.
Yep.
You brought some other people back yet to the play. We got some other people that's coming back onto the board, and everything finna super start jumping up. So
yeah, well, a lot of years in the making, man. Yeah.
Well, bro, if people looking at getting in, they gotta get in now. Everybody
well, no
is lucky to be in right now. Cause that was just Max snatching people. Clubhouse?
Yeah,
Clubhouse.
Shells and I were just talking about that yesterday, man. We were saying right now. Right, Shells? We were saying, yeah, right now. Right now. Now's the fucking time. Yeah, it's time. Like, stop waiting on shit. It's time. Yeah.
Because like y'all was talking about with the whole pandemic thing, in a minute next year, there's supposed to be another little situation that's supposed to be coming up. Another little pandemic.
Oh, man.
Another little break or something. It's supposed to be coming up. So,
yeah, well, I've been waiting for another one, but yeah, I've been waiting for one anyways for a while. But yeah, it's only inevitable, man. So get it.
Hey, you know what I got a problem with lately, though? I got a problem with people at these damn concerts, bro. Don't nobody know how to act. Who the hell throws a phone at somebody that's coming out to give you fucking performance? You get hit with a fucking phone. Bro, I promise you, I get hit with a phone, I'm going out that day because I'm going to move everybody in the crowd to get to that motherfucker. And I'm going to stomp their face out there, asshole. Don't hit me with no phone. I'm coming out of my way to make sure I come and give you the performance of a lifetime. I don't bust in my ass. I don't rehearse. I don't deal with all this bullshit to be able to bring you this show. And you hit me with a fucking phone?
Yeah, and, you know, she got hit hard as fuck too, man. It was the corner of the phone.
Bro,
she got hit hard.
Drake got hit too. I seen when Drake got popped with that damn phone too. What the fuck, man? Why don't nobody have no proper conduct? Everybody acting like shit faces, bro. I do not want fans that are shit faces. If you a shit face ass person, leave the fuck alone.
I call them FF.
Shell, go ahead.
Suck faces.
Right, and then what's up with these motherfuckers standing around? Man, I've been going to the club, right, for the past few months, tough at a motherfucker. And I see motherfuckers standing around all over the place. I come in with a chick, you know what I mean? I bring a girl in the club with me, right? Everybody looking at me crazy, like they looking to try and get at the girl I don't brought and flip on me. Man, that's it, wow. All these women in here, and y'all want to walk around looking mad dog at each other, push each other around, and be acting like y'all want to dance with the homie instead of dance. Man, you fucking crazy.
Bro. Yeah. No, man. I'm going to straight up. Like, yeah. No, they just I'm going
to start
seeing
my girls start stepping these chicks. Because it ain't right, bro. They getting left out. And I'm tripping, like, why is these niggas looking at my girl like they want to holler at her, but they ain't talking at none of these others? Like, these niggas lying in a motherfucker. So, listen, when I have an event, when I have a function, do not fucking stand around. I'm going to embarrass your ass. Because when I come, we come to have a good time. It's not about looking cool. It's not about giving a fuck what the next person thinks. Who give a fuck? You don't spend some fucking money. Have a smile on your face. Enjoy yourself. Jump around.
Yeah.
Get all that
motherfuckers
energy.
Picking fights. motherfuckers picking fights like shit. That is like, I hate when people pick fights, man. It ruins the whole fucking vibe. And then it ends up, like, even sometimes stopping. Yeah, well, they got shit to do. Honestly.
Typically, the people fighting is broke, man. They broke when they can't get no pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
what
they're fighting
what I mean.
For, because they have nothing to take away their attention. And the only reason they ain't got no pussy, according to what I see that's going on in the club, is they just worried about the next motherfucking nigga.
Because they are pussy. That's why.
Man, these motherfuckers be tripping. I'm telling you. And then they got the wrong focus. People be worried about what the hell other people think. I do not give a fuck. If you have a problem with me running around being goofy as fuck, laughing, dancing, fucking jiggling, or whatever the fuck I feel like doing, that's your problem. I'm not in your job stressing the fuck out and making you feel like you got to be fucking boring as shit. That's not me. I'm not even boring. I don't be boring. When we go out, we finna have a fucking ball. We finna get drunk. We finna fall all over the goddamn place. We gonna talk crazy, and everybody gonna talk crazy to us. We ain't finna get in no scuffles because we having a good time. That's what it is. If we don't do that shit, don't fuck with me. If you come out to my event, come out to have a good time. Please, don't be scared. If the next motherfucker's standing there against the goddamn wall, understand they got insecurity problems. They're worried about how people look at them instead of just being them and living their life. Do not concern yourself with them. They have an issue they probably need to see a therapist about, and they ain't saying shit. But you have a good ass fucking time. Enjoy yourself. Laugh. Dance around. Jump around.
The people that are standing on the walls, y'all, if you're one of them people, listen. You draw more attention to your dumb ass standing there looking stupid than you do getting out and acting crazy. Having a good time.
You
look like a knot on the log standing there.
I'm not paying no money to be standing against no wall. And especially if I come to the spot and I ain't got no girl with me. Or if I'm active like that, me and my girl on the hunt, bruh, trust me, I'm snatching everything. I'm talking to every fucking woman in there. I don't give a fuck. Big, fat, skinny, ugly, fine, sexy as fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm hollering. What's up? Because you never know, man. You might have a problem with a woman being big as fuck, right? The next thing you know, you get with this woman and you do the highlight in her, and next thing you know, she's working out and doing all kind of shit and flipping her whole fucking life around for you. Be the one you've been wanting all your damn life.
Yo, Shells, Prophet, when we went out, I mean, I know I got smashed. Prophet, like, when he said, if you're going to catch me jiggling, I've seen him jiggle, dude. Like, he's fun. He's fun when you go out here. Always smiling, dude.
I do not give a what anybody thinks. I don't pay to get in this spot. I'm finna have some fucking fun. If you got a problem, it's no problem. I promise you. Me? Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying myself. I'm gonna talk to everybody. I'm a clown. I'm a giggle. If you a gangster and your ass in there looking too damn hard, like you finna beat everybody up, I'm finna walk up and say something real retarded to your ass. And I'm finna do the best I can to make your ass smile. Because you part of what's fucking up the spot. Your attitude, your demeanor, the way you carrying yourself, you making the fucking spot heavy. You know what I mean? You making that shit thick or some negative. Fuck that. I need to make you smile. I need everybody in the spot smiling. Everybody having a good time. And all that pushing and shoving, cut that shit the fuck out.
Yeah.
I got anxiety. So if I go to fire it off on y'all, y'all going to think I did wrong. I promise you going to think I did you wrong. And I'm trained like a motherfucker. I am definitely trained to whoop that ass. So when I sock the motherfucker, they're going to be like, God damn, Mike Tyson just hit me. Know what I mean? Shout out to Mike Tyson. But that's how they going to feel. And Maddie, you seen what it was when we was at the club that night. That bitch-ass nigga went to talking that crazy-ass shit. Know what I mean? Then after he talked that shit, I told him, Maddie, I was like, bro, we can go outside, we can have a conversation, just me and you. Just me and you, ain't nobody got it. It's just us.
Yeah, I remember that. You
want. And old boy was way fucking bigger than me, Maddie. He was bigger than me. But he went out like a bitch. Because what did he do? He started walking to his homeboys. And then what I do? I start walking with him. What, you think I'm going to be scared of you and your homeboys? Your homeboys is your homies? And you running back to them and you bigger than me? Oh, you's a bitch and your homies is a bitch. I'm finna show all that. What's up? If it happened after you and Mac pulling me back, I done went and started whooping on all them niggas right there, man. All of them. I don't care about that shit, man. So when these people come into the club, don't
be pissed. Prophet nuts, man. Yeah. Prophet is a good boy, though. Like, in terms of, well, I mean, he's just a good guy, man. Straight up. One of the best guys I know. But, yeah, man, Prophet is like he'll be watching it all. And if anyone, like, he had my ass, like, he had my back. And, he'll kill a motherfucker, man, real talk. And it takes a certain thing to push him over the edge. It doesn't have to be, it could be as small as, like, just this kind of, like, stank look. Or it could be like he could sit and take like some dudes talking shit to him forever before he plays. But yeah, man, it's all respect with me, man.
Like I try and be understanding about shit. Like okay, this motherfucker, he don't really know me. He don't know what's going down. He don't know I slapped the dog piss shit out of him, and it don't matter his size. He don't know that shit. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be cool.
Yeah, you always give people like the benefit of the doubt, you know. Until you get to too much disrespect.
When they get to talking crazy, Maddie, I don't give a fuck at that point. Man, it's like, I don't care about no fucking police. I don't care about no judge. I don't care about no court case. I don't care about none of that shit. I'll deal with that when I got to deal with that. But right now, this motherfucker out of pocket, and I'm going to break every fucking bone in their motherfucking body so they going to know to fucking chill out. Know what I mean? And I'm very fucking sane, Maddie. I'm highly fucking trained. It's like fucking with the Equalizer or fucking with John Wick. I'm going to fuck some shit up. It's going to be some shit. You're going to see.
Glad you're my homie, man. Glad you're my homie, dude. For real.
But that's why you had no problem when you came out here and I wanted you to get slumped and have a good-ass fucking time. You ain't got no problem when I'm around, bro. I promise you, ain't nobody got no problem when I'm around. I don't want no fighting. I don't want no tripping. I don't want no getting no crazy. I was in Atlanta and motherfuckers went to acting a nut, act like they was going to shoot up my party, and I shot the bitch up. I'm going to get wild before you have a chance to get wild. You're going to be like, God damn, that nigga is fucking crazy. You goddamn right. So you have to get the fuck down, chill the fuck out, have a good ass time, go get some money, get some pussy, and let's keep this shit legit. Anything other than that, I'm gonna turn the fuck up, and it's gonna be beyond what the fuck you expect. Every time, I'm the one out of the club that gotta chill out, because I don't give a fuck. I don't.
I just play So Shell's like, besides that one guy who started this, like, there was nothing, but what he was doing instead was I was pretty smashed, right? And so he kept, like, kind of strong-arming these girls away from me. He's like, no, Maddie, not that one, man, not that one. And I didn't give a fuck, right? So he's like, nah. He's just kind of, like, moving me around, like, moving me away from, none of that, man. I know you wouldn't have chose that regularly.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, man, you're a good friend, Prophet, man, good guy. That's why I want nothing but the best for you, because, first of all, I love you to death. I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't. And you work hard. Like, and your ideas are crazy. Huh?
Like you too, man. I got you, bro. I love everybody on the label, bro. Yeah. Everybody on the team, everybody on the roster, we doing this, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm just lining shit up. I'm getting all the ducks in a row. In a minute, we finna do some stupid-ass shit. You know what I mean? Everybody got their shit popping. Kush is busting his motherfucking ass. Batman, he going the fuck in on work right now. Like, everybody working. I'm proud of main product. I'm looking at everything she moving on, everything she doing. Her project coming through dope. You know what I mean? We got Pee-wee coming at this bitch. The shit he popping. Oh, my God. the versatility of everybody on the label is going crazy. And then we got a secret banger coming through. You know what I mean? With a little R&B artist. So we got some shit. Maddie, it's time to get your whole team all the way popping. I got these beats and shit. We definitely need to do a lot more fucking conversating and talking, bro. Shell's already know what's up. Shell's been talking a bit. So I'm hearing what Shell's got going on, so I've been putting some shit away for Shell shit.
We all moving, man.
You know what, guys? Listen, I want to play a song real quick. I don't know if you've heard this one or not, Prophet. I want you to listen to this song and tell me what you think. This is called Floating. It's The Messenger. Let's get it.
All right.
Floating on cloud now, yeah. Feeling too high, can't even must come down, yeah.
That's 100 points.
It's the messenger. They say I'm floating, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, can't even must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating, 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 floating. I'm floating. They say I'm floating. Too hot, might be smoking. Double back with the potion. Too smooth, baby lotion. I just move with the motion. La mama wetter than an ocean. Told her jump a bone in. Cause I'm the golden one, man, I'm chosen. 24 Kobe. They say I'm the man, yeah. Cool me down, I need a fan, yeah. Been overloading like Span Mail. And I'm too country like a fan mail. The game has been missing this real rap. I live what I say, this is real fact. Ain't nothing changed with my address. I've been piercing Georgia since Craglin. Tell them I want it, I'm hungry, I need it. This is my year, man, and this is my season. Y'all say this a ghetto gospel, y'all been preaching. But I just been sitting back to like a deacon. I cannot let you lie no longer. But it is hotter than a gym sauna. Cause I'm by my bread and my cream last through. You supported me, stop lying, I never knew you. They say I'm floating, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, K-Nee must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating, 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 I'm floating. Floating on them like a hoverboard from a small city with a lot of heart. Nothing but old trees and back roads, and everybody in the hood talk slow. I'm on now, in my zone now, but I still show the hood love. On the road now, I'm doing shows now, but I still throw my hood up. My son tell people my daddy's a star, so I stay charged up like electrical car. I remember stunting in that green Honda, now I'm floating in something that's going tomorrow. When I came a long way, my brother, yeah, better than we used to be. When I came a long way from the all white tees and a pair of Jabo jeans. Now when I go in the store, I can get what I want. No, I'm not bragging, I'm blessing, I know. My life could have turned out a different way. When I open my eyes, I'm giving them thanks. Floated, take your pen and you can quote this. I'm the hottest and I know it. You watching the game while it's low, but I got the code. They say I'm floated, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, K-Nee must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating, 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 I'm floating.
All right, that was It's the Messenger, Floating. What's the verdict?
I thought that was pretty dope.
Yeah, no, he cool, man.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
Kind of like something I definitely bump waking up in the morning, getting dressed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of like a motivational type situation. Like, yo, all right, let me get focused on my hustle. This kind of motivation. Feel like, you know, I need to continue seeing the end. I need to be in the moment where I'm at the end instead of figuring out or feeling like I'm in the beginning and, oh, damn, I got a lot to get done.
Yeah.
No, because a lot of people end up losing their motivation because they forget sight of the goal. They get so stuck on the problems and stuff like that that they're not remembering, like, yo, I'm busting my ass to be able to get these cars, get these houses, be able to get this clothes, be able to take care of my family if they need some help, you know what I mean? They got a problem or something. People be forgetting, they lose sight of that because this should be hard. You get in thinking this game going to be one, and then you find out, like, yo, it's business.
It's worse than that.
No doubt.
It's like,
yeah.
100%. What did you talking about that?
What did you say last night, Charles? You said, yeah, because we had a guest that he spent 10 years in the pen, and Charles was like, you thought it was bad in there? Just wait till you get to the music industry, man. Because he's just starting out, right? So,
There's more shady shit going on in the music industry than anywhere.
I don't know if it's shade. I think it's just business combined with the way people are now. People are just fucked up. There's a lot of shady-ass people. I mean, I promise you, go to the grocery store and look at how much help people provide to each other. You could ask somebody, yo, where's the peanut butter at? And they're going to look at you crazy like, you don't know where the peanut butter is? Read the sign. The fuck you mean, read the sign? Just tell me where the damn peanut butter is. Fuck, why you got to be a big head?
It's like everyone's in this world for themselves only. You know, things have changed. Right? Yes. Shit's changed. Shit's changed.
They are. People will get a phone out. Okay, so I watched a video the other day, right? And this guy, it's in a suburban, nice neighborhood. It was in Canada. But it was a real nice neighborhood. And this woman drove her car through the garage, into the garage. So the neighbors get their cameras and start filming it, right? They go up then and ask the lady if she's okay, what's going on. And she lights a piece of paper on fire and puts it in her floor of her car. Now, mind you, it's inside a house that she just drove into, okay? So instead of somebody trying to get the flame from this lady or, you know, busting out the window and trying to detain her or something like that, no, they let the whole motherfucking house go up in flames.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, what the hell? Like, you're sitting here watching the whole thing. You see that the woman's out of her mind. So if she's sitting there lighting a paper on fire, maybe you should bust the motherfucking window out.
They did a study on it, okay? And with the study, what they did, there was this lady in New York, right? She was getting attacked by her boyfriend. And it was a gang of people that were sitting there, that were listening, that were outside, seeing what was going on. This lady got stabbed 40 times by her boyfriend.
Damn.
Stabbed and murdered. The reason being was because everybody was waiting on somebody else to do something. And that is the problem we have now. Everybody is waiting on somebody else to do something. I had a guy that his car had stalled in the middle of the street, and he was at a stoplight, and he had to make a left-hand turn. And he had a whole bunch of cars that were parked behind him in high traffic. Nobody got out of their car to help this guy move his car. You would think if you were behind him, he would at least get out to move his car so he could get out. Nobody helped this dude.
Do anything anymore because they're afraid. First of all, they're lazy. Second of all, people are so happy that, you know, you can't How many cases do you hear about somebody saving somebody's life and then they got sued because they broke their sternum when they were doing CPR compressions?
Let somebody sue me for saving their life. I'm going to kill them. It wasn't worth it. Why did y'all save you? You should be dead as hell right now. The hell? I bullshitted my time and my resources saving your life. Now you want to sue me? Man, get the hell out. And that's the other thing. We got, I don't know what the hell be going on. I walk around sometimes, and it seems like motherfuckers be trying to hate me for some reason. And I don't know what I done did to people. And then they come, they act a certain way, they say something, and then I respond back like, yo, what's up? What's that all about? Then they want to get, I don't know, gangster than a motherfucker, I guess, for the moment, and get to talking. And then they find out why my street name is Homicide. They calm the fuck down. Because it's like, bro, I'm not that
people
motherfucker. I would smack the dog piss shit
like
out of you.
People don't like confidence, man. People don't like people who are confident and walking around with the gold. You know what I mean? Like, they just can like, confidence oozes off you. People can't stand that shit, man. They just can't. And it's sad.
That
ain't nobody trying.
Because they be tripping.
So. I mean,
I promise you. You go and hang out. I had my son-in-law. I had one of the kids I helped raise. Right, I had him with me because I'm teaching him, and he's about to be one of the producers under my production squad. Right, and I got him with me, and we decided to take the train so we could sightsee, and I could go and take pictures and stuff. I've been doing this photography thing real tough. So we take the train, and I get on the train. This motherfucker and his girlfriend or whatnot, they go to talk crazy. I guess the girl was from Chicago or wherever the fuck she was from, and she just went to talking shit about Phoenix. I mean, bad. And I'm like, yo, there is no way I could sit here and let this girl just talk this reckless. I couldn't do it. And everybody on the train, look it, so I had to speak up on the shit. And when I spoke up on the shit, old boy tried to act like he was going to get jelly with me. And I told him, I was like, look, man, you and your bitch going to get fucked up today fucking with me. I was like, look, I am not doing no discrimination today. Because the way your woman went off real reckless, and you should have checked her for that. You got real out of pocket. So then he go to talking all this crazy shit. I let him know, look, I'm ex-military. I'm highly trained. I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass, all right? I don't need you saying nothing crazy. I don't need you saying you got jumped. I don't need you saying I pulled weapons, because I don't have people say that. Oh, he hit me with a bat. He put me Nah, you lying ass bitch. I beat your ass. You know what I mean? So then this motherfucker want to fight where shit going to get recorded at, where it's going to be cameras and all that shit. Bitch, hold the fuck up. He tatted up and all this shit. So you know what the fuck this is. You don't been to the pen, motherfucker. Let's go somewhere where there ain't no cameras, ain't no run, no shit, and you going to get your ass beat and fucked up like you in the pen, motherfucker. What's up? His bitch ass want to bitch up. And my dude, my little son, he's sitting there watching all this shit. He tripping the fuck out. Like, why did he go so pussy? Why he talk all that hard like he was with it and then go pussy? And it happens all the time, Maddie. All the time. These motherfuckers want to be gully. But then when I turn up on their ass and they see I'm really with that shit, I'm going to really fuck you up. I'm just worried about the cases. I like to fight. I like to shoot. I like to do these things. I have no problem getting punched. I have no problem getting socked. I have no problem getting slammed. I grew up one of those kids that like that shit. That like that shit. So I'm with it any fucking time. Don't give a fuck how big a motherfucker is. I'm with that shit. My problem is, it's a bunch of pussy-ass people that like to shoot, and it's a lot of motherfuckers that want to take your ass to court over some bullshit they started. If it wasn't for that, the world would be great for me. I would have a great-ass time. I got to thugging because I like that shit. I don't like the cases, but I'm with all that shit. So I'm tired of these motherfuckers stepping and acting like ain't shit gonna happen. All you people out there need to understand, it's consequences. People are crazy out here. There's so many people that have mental illness right now. So when you go and you say some shit to somebody and they pull out a knife or they pull out a gun and they blow your fucking noodles out, and unfortunately the noodles of anybody else that's around you, realize you should have kept your fucking mouth shut. You shouldn't have been fucking tripping. Sit your ass down. Let's get society back right. Let's get community back right. Let's start going back for dope shit instead of all the bullshit. I don't know when ratchet became the shit to do. That's just the lifestyle, and you stuck doing what that fuck that is. That ain't some shit you quest for. Yo, I'm finna go and get some clothes, and I'm gonna cut them up and tear them up and shit. No, we did that shit because we couldn't afford some shit, and we wasn't gonna look like some sorry-ass motherfuckers running around flashing some shit. That's where that shit came from. We wasn't questing to be ratchet. I'm not out here every day on some shit like, yo, I need to go and get me all the fucking liquor. I need to get drunk. I need to go and get all the fucking weed and all the drugs and just be faded as fuck and run around here slapping and tripping on people. That shit ain't going to get nothing. What are you crazy? And then all these people out here on the thug shit, half of you motherfuckers is pussy.
Here's the
half of these motherfuckers claiming that thug shit be pussy.
Yeah.
I say that
because I see that shit.
I see how motherfuckers move. Y'all claim hoods. Y'all claim gangs. Y'all don't put nothing towards nothing. Y'all don't do nothing towards nothing. You bring a shitload of fucking drama back to the turf that other real motherfuckers got to take care of. All that shit got to stop. It's so much goofy-ass, weird shit I see people doing now. Ain't no cold no more. After you niggas be snitching like some little bitches. This shit crazy. You trying to put the little homie on, put him on money, put him on to a move. He act like you don't know what the fuck you on, or his ass is on some weird ass shit, dope the fuck out. This shit is crazy.
Well,
his album is
gonna
put a
say this.
Ass shit on that.
I'm gonna say this. So to anybody that's listening that's in the music industry, here's a few things that let you know that you are not making it. And you need to change a few things. Number one, you don't even know what a BMI and ASCAP is. Okay. Number two, you don't know what an EPK is.
Right.
Number three, you're renting fucking cars for 8 hours because you can't even afford a full day for a video shoot about a song that you never even lived. Not going to work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Number four. If you wear cookies on everything and talk about how loud your weed is, you need to move the fuck on. Because this is not for you.
Right.
You
so
need to go to
get
like.
That
you need to go to like the, local county fairs. Maybe hang out there, and
right.
just be a, just be a hometown.
A hipster.
Hipster, a hometown hipster.
This is for everybody.
Yeah.
You just got to know what your business is. A lot of people be approaching situations and don't be ready for the shit. Like you
if
said.
You don't wash your hands after you piss. Go on.
Yeah, you got some problems.
Yeah.
You're a nasty ass motherfucker. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. How many people, like, I'll be sitting, using the bathroom, and that's how I would tell who I worked with. I would sit in a bathroom stall sometimes a little bit extra to see who would come in, and if they washed their hands when they fucking left, they just walk the fuck out.
Right.
You learn a lot about a person that way.
I'm not with that. If you can't take care of yourself and your hygiene, I can't expect you to look out for me. The fuck? You ain't even looking out for yourself. So you damn sure ain't going to
look
out for me.
Yeah, real talk.
Great. I'm saying I'm not going to be in Russia on a fucking tour with some dirty-ass, nasty motherfuckers and some cold weather to take down your immune system and get sick because this motherfucker fucked up. Now, I got a contract that say I got, 7-8 more dates that I got to fucking take care of, and now I can't make these dates because this dirty-ass, nasty motherfucker? For real? Oh, hell no. So now I'm looking at the lawsuit, all kind of shit. No, hell no. You better clean your
shit. It kind of smells like BO and dirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fucking coffee breath.
I had to tell somebody the other day, I was like, yo, how you look is how you're judged. People will judge you by the way you look. See, I walk around scruffy a lot, like unshaven and stuff like that, because I don't like the attention. When I shave the fuck up, oh yeah, brother look good, then a motherfucker and be having some problems. But that's the only fucking reason.
Yeah, but even your scruffy looks good, man. Even your scruffy looks good. I've seen on you. You look like it's meant to be like that. Like it looks all trimmed on the side. Like it's a good look on you, man.
Man, I'm just trying to get your size, Maddie. Once I get your size, I'm all the way there. Then I'm going to have Maddie problems. You know what I mean? I'm going to have Maddie problems. If y'all don't know, Maddie is that motherfucker, bro. I bring Maddie around, all you chicks is going to be like, oh, my gosh, he is just so sexy and gorgeous. Man, you don't know. Maddie, you was faded, bro. I was pushing them hoes back like, bitch, you's a hoe. You for the money. You for the strange, bitch. My boy don't need to. He need the real. Man, when we were sitting down outside waiting on Mac, I thought somebody was going to walk up, but they was looking like they were scared, Maddie. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I don't want to say that. No, like, I want to say something, but I don't. Yeah, we be seeing that shit. I'll be on my scruff to throw me down. But y'all got to understand, when y'all come to a spot, they're judging you. Everybody is fucking judging you the minute you step in that spot. So if you're not established already, if you're not somebody that's signing a check, you better dress the fucking impress. You better come in there smelling good, looking good. You better have the right kind of conduct.
Let me emphasize on that real quick. Let me say something. Or put a side note or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Let me just say something. So on that dress to impress, y'all, listen. That doesn't mean you go and get the exact look of somebody and fucking dress that way, okay? Nothing pisses me off more than a fucking chameleon. You feel me? Like, I hate motherfucking kiss-ass chameleons. They can kiss my ass. That's that person that changes with whoever they're with. What, bitch? I can do that, too. These bitches be doing that shit. Look, I'm not a blonde fucking bikini model, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have seen the worst of people and the best of people, like, from being 525 pounds at one point in my life to 98 pounds at one point in my life, with hair, without hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter what you look like. People judge, period. But you want to dress very good to impress.
You
want to
show your personality.
But you want to do what makes you unique. What makes you unique? Why do I not
see
you around?
That's what we want to see. I want to see you stand out. I'm not saying go do some weird-ass shit and put neon lights in your hair and shit like that, but I'm saying just stand out. Let me notice you.
Right.
Look different from everybody else. And that's what music
is. You know what
people
tell me? They tell me that when I – and seriously, I'm just telling you, I'm not, like, trying to give myself some flowers, but they tell me that when I go into anywhere I go into, like, I have – the whole way I stand, the way I carry myself, everything knows that, and everybody knows that I'm there about my shit. You feel me? Like,
right.
Yeah. You can tell.
No, you're there to handle business. You're not there to be playing around.
Right.
You're going to see who on top of what, who doing what,
who's reliable.
I don't want to
suck on y'all. I'm not that bitch, okay?
Oh,
I'm actually
good
here
business.
To make money, right? I'm that bitch.
I hate that shit. I hate that shit. I have such a hard time working with female artists because it's either on one hand they think I'm trying to get at them, in which case I'm not. I'm definitely about my fucking money. Or it's that they wish I was getting at them. And that's not going
to happen. This is why I don't
get money.
I got scattered, and then I had a couple other females, but I couldn't work with them, man. I remember once this girl, I was talking about my wife when I was married my third time. I was talking about my wife, and she's like, "Well, why don't you just go hang up this phone, go be with that bitch?" I'm like, "What the fuck did you say? Like, you fucking kidding me? Like, yo, you're done. You're done. I'll send you an email, and you finish. We're done with this." Like, yeah, I can't work with girls either, man. I like how you said it, dude. I can't work with these girls.
Guys,
I
don't work with a lot of females, okay? And I don't want to hear nobody sending me emails about that I'm against females and blah, 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 whatever. Okay, listen. It's because you're shysty.
What?
You are shysty ass motherfucking people. A lot of these females out here.
There's a lot of good ones, but man, I'm telling you, dude. Like, I've seen the worst of it. You know, Joe.
Listen,
I've seen the worst of it.
They see, okay, so everybody knows everybody on a different level, right? So you all have to deal with these females, right? I gotta deal with these hard dicks. You know what I mean? Like, dude, don't come at me with no bullshit. I don't want to, and I'm, as soon as you even come at me with some bullshit, like, I'm going to just be like, no, bye, delete. But I fucking hate it because some of them will talk to you for like a couple months and you think you're working some, you know, doing some business shit. Like, no. Next thing you know, you're getting a dick pic. I don't want the shit. I think every kind of dick. You feel me?
Well, you know,
like,
Shells, you know what it is, right? Well, I think a lot of women are quite, what's the word? It's an easy word. I just can't come up with it. They're kind of scared of you in a little way because you're a pretty girl, but you're also a tomboy too, right? So you hang with all the boys, man. And all the boys love you because you can chill with. And I think a lot of girls get intimidated by that shit. You know what I mean? Like, well, why didn't you let her in their crew and then not me? Well, because, bitch, sorry. But you cool, Shelby. You cool.
Yeah. And then on top of that, because you're so cool, it's probably a lot of guys that be out there on some shit like, yo, if I could only have me a woman like Shells, yo, my situation would be dope. Hey, and then you got some people out there that's like, yo, I just want to hit that one time. Just one time for the one time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, everybody got somebody like that. I promise you. It's a chick out there that's sitting there like, yo, I just want to feel Prophet Ball slapping on the clit one time. It's a dick out there. It's a dick out there talking about, I want to rub on my chest just for the one time. You know what I mean? It's a guy out there talking about, yeah, there's so many things I do to Shell. Whoa. Tell you, it's somebody out there for the one time. But is it going to happen? No. It's nice, but no, it ain't going to happen. Good luck.
Right.
Nice try. You know what I mean? I'll come to a concert, spend $500,000.
Maybe I'll point now. I'm just like, fuck, man. No. Like, I don't even want to deal with that kiddish ass bullshit. Like, if somebody comes out like,
it's part of the game, though. It's part of the game, though. You know what I mean? Like, I used to get all kinds of pictures.
But it's like, you know, your kid answers your fucking messages, and it's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, what would happen if they saw the picture that I got? They would be like, what the fuck?
Part of me be wanting to start a new magazine. You know what I mean? Start my own Hustler or my own Playboy with some of these news that be getting sent and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Hey, so you know, if you send me some news, that shit might go in the magazine. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Might as well go on ahead and send me a message that say you give me the write-off and the ability to go on ahead and put that out. Because if you send it to me, that's what it's for. I'll make you famous. You want to be famous, fine. I'll put your ass, titties, and all that shit out there. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Then what we'll do is we'll hold a strip-off contest, too. Invite you in. It's a cavern, and we'll have a strip-off. Fuck it. And then we'll put the shit up on OnlyFans and sell subscriptions for people to see it. Make $1 million. Let me shut the fuck up before somebody really do that shit and I'll be mad. Talking about, man, you better pay me for that idea.
That is
yo, guys,
not.
I love chilling with you, Prophet, man. Honestly, like, you crack me the fuck up because you say shit smart and it's what you fucking feel. Anyways, I'm going to have half a smoke, yo. Can somebody play a track right now?
Yeah.
And we'll get back
on. We got music. And, is anybody getting interviewed today? We got a guest today?
No, you are guest, baby.
All right. Well, shit, this is us then. We going to clown out. Fuck it. I get to have fun today. Oh, yeah, we clown out.
Yeah.
We're going to
have
fun today.
Well,
what are you about to put on, man?
Yo, play Lord Chaos, man. Shells, I feel like Lord Chaos.
That's crazy. I was just typing him in.
I want to see what Prophet thinks of this guy, man. We had him as a guest Prophet on Sideways with Shells and Mighty M, and, like, the dude's crazy, and he's a cool cat, too, man.
Definitely got to make
the
fuck. Man, I'm working with people like crazy right now. Hey, if y'all looking at getting a shot, y'all better hit my Instagram, know what I mean? Prophet, Prophiet. Hit that Instagram, get at me, know what I mean? Hit my inbox. I'm looking at features. I'm giving people deal opportunity, know what I mean? So just hit that inbox. You better be serious about your shit. Don't come
be
at me with no bullshit. I got
no
hard
bullshit.
Shit I'm working on. I'm trying to give people that shot.
I love you, man.
Which song you playing? So yeah, let's get it.
Don't Stand Down.
Okay, cool.
Or When They Come. Which one you want?
Don't Stand
oh,
Down.
Don't
sound
stand
like
down.
A.
Yeah.
Don't Stand Down. Let's get it. This is Lord Chaos, y'all.
Up, don't stand down, know you're playing round. I'ma spin round and send round. It's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down, know you're playing round. I'ma spin round and send round. Don't test me, boy. I really go off like boom, boom, boom. No flexing, boy. You know what it is when I walk in the room. I'm repping, boy. My G's up top, they get them loons. I'm a demon, boy. Twin turbo, that really goes zoom. What your life like? I'm a big trapper, stay dapper, double tapper, no capper, big factor. Hate rappers, that's fake actors. They half round, like protractor, I'm a cold bastard, no massive, full hazard, dope packer, dope stacker. First I get the drop, then I get the drippy. Run up on the block, next I run the city. I'm the bad boy on the block, boy I do the ditty. If that boy ain't making sense, I'ma run up, give him 50. He used to diddy bobby, now he moving kinda stiffly. Boy, I'm going up, I'm about to get it litty. Hands I raise, that means I just shook the milli. Shell cases and gunpowder, something like a drilly. It's the man down, better stand up, don't stand down. Or you're playing round, I'ma spin round and send round. It's the man down, better stand up, don't stand down. Or you're playing round, I'ma spin round and spin round. Better listen, boy. I don't play those games, better give those names and get you missing, boy. You running with lames, I'ma let it rain. Double fisted, boy. Feel that pain, I'ma spark that flame. Leave you twisted, boy. I'm 7'5", you can keep the change. No peace, no treaty, you can't see me. I'ma squeeze that blicky, rest it easy. Put a sheet on them, he feeling breezy. Sunday morning, he on the scene. The big G up a deep piece. It's 3 feet, duck the DT. Play these streets like a repeat. That boy bad, no hee-hee. Dumb strong like a re-re. Flow water, no Fiji. Smoke your top like a TP. She give him three like a genie. Big 40, no BB. I OD like a CC. They gassed up like BP. The OG still hold he. You owe me, let the post be. 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 The man down. Better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and send round. It's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and send round.
Yo, that should be Providence fucking theme song, man.
Yeah, because that shit was going hard as fuck.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Man, you should
yeah,
see
actually,
our...
Yeah, actually, I saw
yo,
him. Foster, actually saw
I
him, Maddie.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I actually saw Lord Chaos on an Instagram Live the other day and shouted out to him and told him, you know, still playing his music. Because he's got hard fucking. I'm gonna play another one of his because like you gotta hear this wolf song.
Sound like he had DMX on the chorus.
He's a real dope dude.
You gotta listen to our shows on Wednesdays, man. Even tune in, man, because yo, our guests are crazy. We get the craziest guests now, man. You gotta tune in, call in once in a while. Just say what up.
This is Lord Chaos Wolves. Wolves. Y'all with my accent, you know, wolves. Okay. I said that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I love you, homie. Here we go.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Look, sometimes you just got to know when to know better to do better. And to do better is to know better. Chaosity World. OCF. LTR. What we doing, boy? Let's dig it in.
Dig it in.
A little street code. Ain't nothing fair. When the blood of cuz, I can love that. I'm a thug, yeah. 20 grand large, just to pop up. I ain't in your club, if I can blow butt. It's 40 grand large, just to show up. I got a lot of haters when they come home. I keep my eyes on them in the beat too. I keep a couple bangers in the heat too. I keep a couple hitters in the beat too. I need my dollar green like me too. You hear me? Come and count three, four, three. Money keep coming, follow these rules. Only wise men really play the fool. On too. 21 show, you know how we do. It's the jungle out there, nigga, be cool. The break get 100 on the full moon. Set the trap up around high noon. Them ribs start touching at the sundown. The eyes glow, and the mouth drew now. Teeth out, it's time to run down. The wolf out, see the things, me, I'm here now.
Wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show they teeth, you better not take it there. They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show. And the worst thing you could do is fake and make a move.
When the wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flip. When the wolves show they teeth, you better not take it there.
They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show.
When the wolves show they teeth, when the wolves show they teeth,
you do get a rich off a suck ass. Four chunky got a tug that. He threw a shot at me, got a buzz back. We gotta see each other, don't trust that.
Trust that.
Eye to eye, homie, now what's that?
What's that?
No apologizing on the mishap.
Nah.
His gun in the dog is his back.
Your
feminine vibe, gotta hide that. Real G, here can't deny that.
Yeah.
Boomerang that, let it fly back.
Fly back.
Translate that, that's a 100
racks.
You don't want the smoke, boy, that's fact.
That's
on what? I give a fuck about your feedback. Please come and act, I might really need that.
Yeah.
Shut down. I really plead that. I've been through some things, man, where we at?
Yeah.
I might slap you once,
before I react. Hear that howl? That's a wolf pack. 100 B 100. That's a Jew black.
What up?
It's all black out. Like a fuse black. Fuse that. Choose that. Lose that. Blue black. When I bruise that. New black. 2021. When I cruise that. Who that? Send a wolf to chew that.
Show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. No wolf, show they teeth, you better not take it there.
They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show.
And the worst thing you could do is fake and make a move.
When the wolf show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolf show they teeth, you better not take it there.
Yo, the way good, good he pick, though.
His journey
good
through
pick,
that whole
man.
Song.
Yeah. Nah, man.
That was pretty
good.
Good
pick, though. Yeah. No, he's a great, great artist.
Yeah. Mix needs to be a little bit better, or I don't know. Maybe I was just missing some stuff, but like
no,
the stuff like that.
No, there's some things like I told him like some of the echo. I think like I think he should take out some of where he doubled over his voice on some parts of it. And I think he's talking about doing a remix of it. I think it was just one he just put down and just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a good song.
I don't know
song,
the whole
like
story,
it.
But the song is dope. And yeah, but the only thing that I would, it just, it's got, I don't know what it is. It's just, there's a little tweak in here or there, you know what I mean? But
right. I think it was just it was clipping. He had a lot of distortion in there, so I think a lot of a lot of the sounds and stuff he had in there was just too high. They needed to turn the volume down on some of that stuff because it created clips, distortion.
Yeah,
I think the overall production was pretty dope. I seen where he was coming in on it and how he was flipping it. Like I said, he got a DMX sound to me. You know what I mean? It's pretty dope. I miss that sound. I miss X. Like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's got a raspy. He's got a low voice, man.
Yeah, man. I miss that DMX energy.
I'm gonna play somebody else, too.
Okay, who are you thinking, Joe?
There's this young kid that I used to work with, right? Well, I call him a young kid. He's not a young kid. He's, you know, in his 30s.
I know who you're picking. Go ahead.
So anyway, he actually does Christian hip hop, I guess, now. That's what you call it. But he really didn't call it Christian, but that's what it is. He's, you know, I've seen this young man go from working door-to-door sales, trying to figure out where he was in life, what was going on in his life, and, like, you know, the path he chose with his beautiful wife, and now they're expecting another baby. They just had one baby, so they have a total of 3 kids right now, and they're getting ready to have another one, you know? But it's just like, you understand what I'm saying,
right? You used to work
with
him, too, right? A long time ago, you used to work with him? You used to work with him a long time ago? Yeah.
He's just a really good guy, man. And he, you know, he went through some hard stuff, you know. He had his hospitalized over some choices in life, you know. And everybody has their story, right? So, this is... I'm trying to see which one I want to do. Okay, so
he is in bank.
This is I think this is Trey. I'm gonna do God Check. Let's do that one real quick.
Okay.
This is just amazing, God Check, guys.
Yo.
something about this beat, man. Feel it in my bones. All the way in my fingertips, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, bro. Yo. Listen. Hey. Took more L's than I did dub. Got more hate than I did love. Been down bad, didn't give up. Been putting in work and what it really does. Change up the path, give a different story. Give it up to God, let him do it for me. Got it. Had a meeting with the Lord, it was mandatory. Here, keep doing what you do, I need that. Keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, I need that. On my heart, so I gotta speak. Say a quick prayer when I'm feeling weak. Headed to the top, reaching for the peak. If the devil had beef, nah, it's history. Let me tell you about God and what he did for me. Took what I felt and put it on the beat. Now there's food on the table that my fam can eat. Chose to rap about God to slang it in the street. Keep a Bible on me like a gun holster. Got some snakes in the grass, I got a mole. Always call on God, I got his phone number. I'm under new management, I'm not the old owner. Find out David had brute strength. God knew Joshua could go the length. Same time Joel wouldn't change his faith. Keep doing what you do, I need that. Keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, I need that. Keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Love and support, that's just what I need. Faith in the hustle, joy the in-between. Marrying my wife was the best for me. To stand back and watch her carry my seed. Firstborn son, promise he the one. Give you the moon, stars, and the sun. I never leave, promise give you what you need. Always gonna be here by your side while you growing up. It's a tough road up ahead, look at me, kid. Still a long road up ahead, can't be defeated. Feel the Holy Spirit all inside. Sometimes men gotta cry. You heard it here first, so I gotta say it. Everything in my life, I'm giving God the credit. Hey, and you can see the proof. Look, I'm just trying to be the best for you. Keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, I need that.
Okay, so that was just amazing. God check. Now, you know how you listen to people and then you see how they change up and what they are getting comfortable and what they're getting good at, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that was not the best one to play for him, but I want... His words were so real, you know what I mean? His words are so real in that whole song. And
like,
I thought it was...
like a soundtrack.
Huh?
To me, it sounded like a soundtrack song. You know what I mean? The song was dope.
It's a dope song. It's a dope song. But what I'm saying is, like, there's certain things that people are really, like, they just got that niche in it. You know what I mean? Like...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this is what, okay, so I'm going to play one more of his. This is going to be a shorter one.
Yeah.
Nah,
man,
I think this is.
It's all good.
Yeah, this is, I'm not sure. I'm gonna start it with Prayed. If this isn't it, I'm going to play Focus. I might pause it. So don't be scared, y'all. Okay.
Okay, man. Pick what you want, girl.
I remember being posted, looking for nicks and dimes, walking the streets at awkward times, knowing I could have been smarter at times, but it made me who I am today, wouldn't have it no other way, I'm just trying to get to heaven's gate, yeah, here
I pray, then I give him my best. Cause I never been the one to put the blame on ya. I see ya out, you do your thing, I do the same on ya. When I look in the mirror, wanna see me a change, man. Know I look the same on the outside, on the inside I'm changing. Doing things, going places, got me feeling just amazing. Yeah, 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 got me feeling just amazing.
Right.
Yeah. Mate.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
Gotta stay prayed up, yeah. Only way is up,
only way is up.
Only way, only way, only way. Only way is up,
only way is up.
Only way, only way, only way. And I pray too, I don't say just to say. When I say I'll pray for you, look, I'm feeling great too. I don't need the acknowledgement, I'm just a great dude. Hey, hold up, player. About to hit you with the quick prayer. Like, blessed Lord, we need a message, Lord. I'ma check it, Lord, then address it, Lord. I'm not living for the spotlight. I have plenty of those under the cop lights. Laying raggedy cells because of bar fights. Now look at me, Lord, getting my wrongs right, right. If you knew me, you'd be proud of me. I know my granny, Uncle Charlie looking down on me. Sometimes I look up to the clouds and they smile and lean. Like, Lord, thank God, I'm not wild and lean. Man, I just pray for it. Gotta stay on my grind like a skateboard. Tell these haters get in line, they'll wait for it. Tell these haters stay in line, they'll wait for it.
Kids got talent.
Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Only way is up.
Only way is up.
Only way. Only way. Only way. Only way is up.
Only way is up.
Only way. Only way. Only way.
Yeah, he's a good dude, anyway. That guy, man. Like, just a generally nice guy.
So what's he saying? Music? What's your consistency? Yeah.
This is Belfast gospel artist. I like how he's getting down. I definitely got to bump that. All right. And the quality is good. Yeah. You got sing-songy hooks, stuff like that. You know what I mean? And it's relatable content. It's not too pushy. It's not too edgy.
It's well, that's what we were saying. Like, yo, yeah, he was the one who started being a gospel rapper, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of his songs have to do with God, you know? So, yeah, they pretty, like, not no crazy swearing, nothing like that, but just a positive message, man. And he's just, like, a really nice guy, generally. I'm glad everything worked out for him, Shelves.
Yeah. You know, it's key people make choices like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, when you're on the road, when you're out working on the road and you're doing sales on the road, everybody has a different reason for being out there, right? So when my reason was I wanted to make the money and be a manager, you know what I'm saying? And really travel, man, just enjoy life a little bit, right? Learn the ropes of something else I can make money with. And I've made a lot of money with that, you know? But I would sit at night and the guys would get together, you know, and do, like, freestyle sessions. We would go into different people's rooms and do freestyle sessions and, like, you know, just have fun, man. And, you know, I got video from back that day when we did shit like that. It's funny.
You know. Did you guys feel a gospel artist?
I think he's moving towards mainstream, right, Shells?
I don't know. I think he said that he's just going to call it, like...
I thought
like,
that's what he said.
He said that, you know, like, it's not... He doesn't go around saying it's Christian or it's, you know, he just is saying, like, it's music that comes from him, you know? So I don't know which way he's going to go with that. You know what I mean? Okay. He's still in his early stages as far as, like, he's developed, you know, because he's had me on his side if he needs any a little bit of advice or whatever, you know what I mean? But... Like, so he has the basic stuff, right? And he does videos and, like, you know, his family's in music and shit, yeah. And he's a good dude, man. And his wife and him and the kids, they're just good people. Anyway. Yeah.
I like his music. How can I help push it?
Look up Just Amazing, it's J-U-S. And then Amazing, A-M-A-Z-I-N-G. Just Amazing. Days is that song, if you look at that video, that's him and his daughter, and if you listen to the words, it's the dope-ass song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, let's see here. What? So you all know I broke my phone, right? And I've been fighting with insurance for 2 days trying to get my fucking phone fixed. And my computer's broke. Yeah. So I've got my mom's cell phone using her cell phone because I can't call from my phone. That's funny.
Yeah, it sounds way better than last night. What's up, Pop?
Oh, really? Does it?
Yeah, those are terrible situations. The phone can definitely be a problem when it ain't working right.
Yeah, and she's out in the country, too.
What?
Kind of need that shit.
A couple things that's been going on, and maybe want to step into a couple different industries for some extra cash.
Yeah.
My phone said you're starting to make up with it. Hey, did you see the thing they got going on with the electric cars and all that shit? They went and they had
stop getting rid of gas cars?
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make like 60% of the population have electric vehicles, right? And then when they asked them if the grid could support that, it was like, nah, okay.
Yeah, no shit, man. Well, man,
the purpose of pushing these products and the grid can't even support it. And then they went to talking about how a bunch of different businesses were going to be put out because of the transition into electric and all that stuff. And I'm like, man, why? Why they gonna screw up the economy like that? I mean, some shit we can't even really support.
Yeah, no, we done for, man. Like, that's what I keep telling everyone. Like, enjoy your days, guys, because I was lucky. I have 43 like amazing years. You know what I'm saying? But I look at my nephews now, and I'm like, shit. You're like, sorry, you know, sorry.
Right.
Just enjoy your time. That's what like we get. Yeah, we're getting back to hey, get it now. Like,
shit.
Sorry?
Who's there?
I'm not sorry.
And then they was talking about how this government is more greedy. Like, it's more about the finances than it is about the people. Because before, it used to be about the people. It used to be about making America dope, looking good, making all these other countries want to be like us. And now...
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like everybody out there in politics is trying to get all the damn money and leave everybody else broke. This shit look crazy to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
Nah, it's the way it's going to be. I think people start realizing that, yo, this is like, we're getting close to the end of humanity coming up. Like, I'm not one of those people that are, you know, prepper and all that shit, but like, I mean, enjoy your time right now, you know, and the people in power, what are they doing? They're squirreling their money away, right?
Mm-hmm.
They probably got little spaceships underground somewhere in the Arizona desert. Fucking just putting the top 0.001% in those
taking
things.
Taking that Hunter Biden,
yeah, man,
and taking India's cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And then magically appeared in White
son,
House.
Yeah, right? And, you know, my uncle said, yo, man, Biden's got to be taking that. But he says someone's like, I mean, imagine working there. And then you got that son of his, Hunter, right? Like, damn. It just seems like a cocaine family to me. You know what I'm saying? I would be surprised. Like, if you only found one bag, I think that, yeah. And I know what a cocaine family is like. But it just looks like one to me.
I'm just saying, if they don't do that, all that Scarface shit, they might as well go all out like Scarface and start fucking every damn thing off. Some of these people be, I don't know, some of these countries be taking us light. I think they really be taking us light, bro. And it's a lot of slick ass shit. I see these other countries that's trying to pull, and it be slick, bro. And I'm from the hood, so
yeah,
you know, I'm paying attention to all that slick ass flight shit. Like, oh, that's what they doing? They gonna push this, but this shit gonna be the bullshit that they gonna come with later.
Yeah. Yeah, in Canada we don't have anybody.
Hey.
We have this. Yo.
Let's do another song.
What?
I'm enjoying listening to some of our artists. Okay. So. Let's do Tiwi. We're gonna play some Tiwi, guys. Tiwi's
well, I guess now, yo. So he with you guys now, huh? Or we got you with us,
yeah.
I guess, right?
Hell
yeah. So
yeah.
Officially, all right, man. I'm glad that worked out. Don't
I'm with Tiwi wherever he goes, forever and always. You know what I mean? That's how that,
yeah, well,
you know what
I mean,
I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
to wherever he goes, man, he's going to do great things. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cool, dude. All right, play check.
I'm trying to think. I'm doing this one. Yeah.
No.
Nana,
screaming nah.
Hey, yo, Pluto, he's going crazy.
I ain't never hated on a nigga, nah. That ain't in my DNA, nigga, nah. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. I ain't never looked down on my nigga, nah. Wanna see all my niggas win, so I'ma pray for them niggas. For them niggas ride or die. If I got a problem, they gon' slide. Catch me dolly, then it's you or I. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Cause we the most hate. Close mouth, can't talk about the game the pros playin'. Give a fuck about a bitch, how much them hoes weighin'. Be careful, them niggas dangerous, that's what them hoes sayin'. Catch you lacking, walk you down, hat out with no casing. So be smart, cause niggas talk when they in low places. No face, no case, gotta close cases. Cause if it's getting it right, ain't no chance of probation. Cause if it's getting it right, ain't no chance. Nah. Tell the judge to free all of my niggas, I can hear him singing. Nah. Tell the judge to free all them real niggas, fuck them haters, yeah. I ain't never hated on a nigga, That ain't in my DNA, nigga, nah. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. Nah. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. Screaming, nah. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a joke song. Joke.
I've been loving this music. This shit dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it in.
I've been putting the catalog of beats together just for him. Just for him.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do.
He don't even know, though. Like, if he's listening right now, this is his first time finding out he got a whole catalog of beats going to him. And then Batman Zay, that motherfucker is so fucking picky. I guarantee you, y'all got a shitload of hits that's about to be coming from this motherfucker because he is so damn picky. When I see this attraction, he's like, hell no, I'm not fucking with that one. Hell no, I ain't fucking with that one. And man,
here, I'll shoot some Batman Zay real quick. We've had him on, yeah. Let's shoot some Batman Zay. Brick Squad.
Squad.
And I'm going to play the one I want to play. So, let's get it. This is Batman Zay. Strapped.
Spend your bitch of words since you fishing for attention. Stop sending me your songs, I don't care to listen. Why you ask for the verse when you can't pay the ticket? All that capping in your words, I don't feel the tension. Now you a real nigga when you do all that bitch. Just follow my page, you stay in my mention. You scaring who? Please nigga, stop that. Double shot up like a chance for a footbag. He want his bitch back, please nigga, I took that. She get fucked in, broke like a Kit Kat. You chasing these bitches, I'm chasing a big bag. I'm dripping sauce, nigga, I am a Big Mac. I am your ghost, nigga, that's why you Big Mac. Don't help that you broke, nigga, or get you a big bag. You scaring who? Please, nigga, stop that. Double strapped up like a chance for a foot bag. Feel like air is pushed away, I carry heat around me. Niggas only hate when the girlfriends wanna be around me. Try to play me like I'm there, you better read about me. I'm like an H in the E, I keep the G's around me. You pressing and flexing, you not really bad. Try to bang from the playlist, couldn't get lit without me. You scaring who? Please, nigga, stop that. Double strapped up like a chance for a foot bag.
Ah, shit, this ain't what they want. I ain't finna front. Ayo, Zay, this fucking beat dumb. Pistol in the trunk, just in case a nigga want beef. Had to hit LA with Brosé, I need all the heat. Posting everywhere on the gram. Bitch, I am the street. Dabbing ducking phase, I'm in LA. I'm with all the heat. On the west end, with a west end. I'm really finna tweet. Nigga dropped the loke and he got smoke rock baby right to sleep. Damn. Nigga think shit sweet, hit him from his chest up. If you in the west tuck, make sure you keep your vest up. Cause niggas will do you dirty, they'll leave your little mama worried. The lights came on at 8, he been missing his 12:30. The neighbors ain't seen him all day, he really got hit early. He was with a shorty and he got hit with that black 40. Niggas be hating because I really be outside, but I ain't mad cause I got his bitch with a mouth wide. She busted down for the whole team, you all 5 guys. I can't lie to where she still on dick, had me tongue tied. This bitch a real hoe, like some niggas I know. And I ain't name dropping when I'm saying niggas is hoes. I'm just letting niggas know what's going on in the hood. If you strapped up and you packed up, then you should be good. But don't quote me on that shit cause it's still a hood. Yeah, don't quote me on that shit cause it's still a hood. Strap.
Say your bitch a word since she fishing for attention. Stop sending me your songs, I don't care to listen. Why you asking for the first when you can't pay the ticket? All the capping in your words, I don't feel the tension. How you a real nigga when you do all that bitches? Just follow my page, you stay in my mention. You scaring who? Please, nigga, stop that. Double strapped up like a dance for a foot bag.
I know y'all niggas didn't expect this shit, did ya? That's it. That's it. That's all you need.
What? That's it? That's all you need?
Yeah, I love chilling with that boy, man, because he's always writing down shit. Like, you look at him in the backseat, because he hung out with OG and I a lot. Princess was there, too. And he's just writing. Always just writing. Everything he sees, he's got a pen in his hand. He's just, yeah. No, he's got talent for sure, man.
That motherfucker got work at him. He's
yeah,
fucking. Right here. He is JK. I like it. But damn it, he worked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck up? If you don't just pick a beat, damn it. Man, he be pushing my levels. And that's what make me dope as a producer, is having people that's going, you know, make me step outside of some shit. I'll be coming with a certain sound, certain BPM, a certain style and everything. And, you know, I deal with somebody and just make the whole situation change. And Batman is one of them people. He's going to push it. Like, yo, let me get something like this. No, I'm not really feeling that. Maybe you need to flip that, twist that like this, like that, and that should be popping. And, boy, if y'all don't know, this label is full of a bunch of characters, I promise you. or the conversations we be having. I can't wait till y'all really meet Main Product. When y'all really meet Main Product, y'all gonna be tripped out. Y'all gonna love her. She is such a fun person, wild person, unpredictable, talented, smart, spiritual, just dope. Dope. I can't
wait
till
y'all
meet
Main
Product.
I never got a chance. I mean, even though I never got a chance to really get to talk to her, like, for real, you know?
Right, because she be kind of closed off sometimes. She go through a lot in her life, a lot. She has got a real story. Like, anybody that feel like, you know, you've got every excuse not to make it, Main Product will make you shit that. You'll shit that out your system. Like, okay, I'm cool. She's dedicated. She's somebody that's been through a lot, and she's pushing through it, and she's making shit happen. Not taking no excuses. I'm very, very proud of her and what she's doing. We got a dope ass team. Just played that TV. Oh man. Damn, I can't wait for this new stuff. It'd be so much I want to talk about. I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna wait till everything starts dropping. We got our promo that's about to start coming. It's going to be crazy, all this dope new music getting done. And the projects I'm fucking with, yeah, I told you about that Tupac shit, but y'all know about that Tupac shit.
Nah.
So I'm working with this guy, Neil Westbrook, and we got a situation that's going with a whole kind of like a documentary and stuff like that about some stuff that's going on with Pac. I got some people that's involved. Big name people, you know, people that have known Pac, went through development with Pac, worked with him and stuff like that. So it's going to be a pretty dope documentary. It's going to give people an opportunity to, you know, step outside of the box and think a little different for a minute. Something that's entertaining.
It's got to be different.
Yeah, it's more entertainment.
Excuse me.
Something that just where you get the opportunity to let your mind wander and just run. You know what I mean? Where you're not conformed and you're not conformed and you're looking at all these statistics and all that. No, let's go a different route. Let me show you something different. Let me take you on a different journey. Let me take you on a what-if trip real quick. And, you know, it's dope that I got some of the people involved with it that's involved with the project. And it's really going to surprise people. And it's not really me they're coming out for. It's for Neil. Know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that fuck with Neil, fuck with King Trick, you know, shout out to everybody at K-Day, shout out to the Mixmasters, you know, everybody that went down with that situation. Shout out to the Outlaws, too. Know what I mean? Motherfuckers, I got a lot of love for the Outlaws.
I love the Outlaws, man.
Bro, great people. Great people. I mean, just real people. They humble, straightforward. Not finna give you no bullshit, not finna fluff you, you know, carrying that Pac energy. They dope as fuck, man. So shout out to them. And I gotta do this, man. I got to. Shout out to Tretch from Naughty by Nature, bro. That is one person I would love to fucking work with, bro. I swear, because his energy is just raw. Like just real, raw-ass, no bullshit, straightforward New York. Know what I mean?
Right.
Love Tretch energy, man. That is definitely somebody I look forward to work with. I'm going to make that happen. You know, when people set a goal, they like, I'm going to make it, man. I'm going to make that shit happen. So that's the place to go. Hopefully I get to do some movie shit with him. Because I love to do a movie with Tretch.
Yeah, he was a pretty good actor too, man. He was a good actor.
Right.
I remember he's been in a couple. Yeah.
Bro,
he's actually
very,
one of the best, like rapper actors. You know what I mean? Like rappers who went as actors. I think he's one of the best.
I think him and Stinky Fingers should be getting more roles, bro. From Onyx.
Oh, Stinky wasn't bad either, man. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he wasn't bad either. He's getting
the roles, bro. They're pretty dope-ass actors. Just looking forward to that. I wonder when Nicki goes up into the game. I mean, not Nicki, but Cardi.
Let me ask you guys something. I'm going to try to play, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to try to play a song from one phone, right, over the other one.
Nah, man.
Come on,
man.
Why?
That's ratchet.
It's
ratchet.
It's unreligious. It's like, and you just don't know what you just shot down. Now it doesn't even, I don't even want to do it now. Because now it's just
known
that.
I
you know what I'm saying, though? It was like something really special, so no, you just fucked that up.
Oh, baby girl, don't be like that. Come on, man.
Well, no, like, no, so it's on my dead homie, man. Like I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a song, he got killed. Remember me telling you about Melo getting killed a few months ago?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Just play the thing. And then we should end the show, man. After play your track.
No, I'm not gonna play it now. Yeah, well, girl, play another night.
Now
I don't wanna play it now.
Now I'm gonna feel bad all night, dude.
Don't feel bad. It's okay. It's really not no big deal. Seriously, I just don't want to do it now, though. For real. But I will eventually.
Okay.
I promise. Don't feel no time away. Right. Fuck that shit. All
right. Okay.
Yeah.
My best.
Go take a drink or
right, well,
smoke a blunt or something, man. What the fuck?
Well, yeah. Both of us. Anyways, why don't we finish the show off? Well, first of all, Prophet, yo, like, we got to talk more, dude. I mean, and you got to come on, like, these things more often, especially when on Thursdays, you know what I mean? Like, it was truly a pleasure. Love talking to you. Like, for real, like I said, you're smart, you're insightful, and you're hilarious. Like, what else could you want in a host or a guest host? You know what I mean? Like, it's dope. Anyways, Shells, what song do you want us to play for the last track? You get to choose, because I feel bad still.
Damn, Maddie, you feel okay?
Stop the nonsense-ness. The fuck? Fuck. Okay, let's see.
I take a check.
Oh,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, shout out to Framework, you know what I mean? It's ladies' wear. So if you're looking to look sexy and you're looking to put something on that's going to entice your man and make him want to strip you butt-ass naked, take your ass to framework.com, framework.com, and go ahead and get your outfit. You're sexy, and I promise you, if I see you in it, I might get in trouble. I might get a whooping. You know what I mean? Shout out to Framework.
All right. You heard it from Prophet. Framework.
Framework. Yeah. It's for the sexy, you know what I mean? It's like that fat form, but, you know, it's something kind of magic, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. I've seen some of them dresses that was
right
on there. Oh, my God. You be done, man.
That's the
new
look.
I see one of these ladies. Man, come on, now. One of these bomb-ass dresses be ready to lift that motherfucker up and do something right there in the club. And then they had these one little pants that showed off them damn hips. Oh, my God. That shit was so... I was like, ooh, yeah, let me see somebody in that shit. Ooh.
All right. We get the point, man. Yo, so play tag, man.
No, yeah. You know, that's the point until I put somebody up on the site and you see. No, I'm just fucking with
you. Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
You see that, see somebody in that shit and be like, look, you got me thinking now.
That's right. Damn it.
I think Prophet owes us $5 for promo time, man.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Hey, are we coming up with Framers?
Oh, man.
Framers and Subway. Now we can bring you sideways.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, never know, man.
Robert, we might have people trying to get in contact with us talking about, man, you got anything else? I need something for my man. He ain't wearing the right kind of pants. I need something that's right. Prophet, what you got?
He ain't wearing the right color pants.
That's fucking hilarious.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I see it. I ain't had sex with fucking listening to Prophet. I went and got that damn dress. Next thing I know, my gowls got busted. Fuck around.
Yo.
What, man? What?
Play a fucking song, I can't hear about Frameware no more, man. I'm sure it's a great. Maybe I'll go on there one night when I'm lonely and see what's up.
Oh, yeah, you don't feel different. You don't
feel
different. Quit playing, chill.
I'm going to play some Mulatto.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I'm picking it. So, yeah. All right. Let's get it. This is Mulatto.
I like
how Bob with
it takes over the show.
OC Bad Boys Junior Nation. So they're OC Bad Boys Junior Nation.
Hey,
I'm in a class and I'm sitting right now. Can you kick it with me for real? Got the shorties on my phone and they're landing right up. Can be blowing it up for real. When my niggas gonna run, when we partying, gonna turn the song up. Cause we're feeling way too nice and we got the things up. And the lips all up and the joints will be smoking out loud. Telling all these bitches, yo, vibe with it. I said vibe with it. Yeah, shorty be a vibe, baby, vibe with it. Vibe with it, I said vibe with it. Turn it around, bust it down, you know what time it is. Yeah, vibe with it, I said vibe with it. Yeah, shorty be a vibe, baby, vibe with it. Yeah, vibe with it. Turn it around, bust it down, you know what time it is. Yeah, couple niggas ain't tryna click it up. And you wanna rub it up, sound caught up with the pistols and you ready for the gang. So you roll it again, little niggas put it work and now you tryna get a tag. Now you go all the way, so hold it down, my nigga. Say hold it down, my nigga. Heard a couple puppies wanna come and I'm a lonely. How you see niggas, all you niggas tryna blame me. Even when I'm flexing, they be jumping other names just because you tryna kick it in the game, we in the same.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm out. Yeah, that was a good one, Shells. I haven't heard that for a minute. All right, love you guys. Prophet, love you, Shells. Love you more. Love you guys.
Hey, love you, Shells. All right, y'all have a good night, man. And we'll
Prophet,
talk to y'all.
You have a good night, man. Hey, Prophet. Prophet.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm going to do before we go? I'm going to, wait, no, I ain't going to do nothing. Guess let me ask you something. Did you listen to that video I sent you? How about I call you? I'm going to get off the air. I'll call you. I can't talk for long then. But, yeah, I need to talk to you a second. Anyway, guys, this is Power Talk with, well, it's a summer edition of Power Talk. So it's by OG Mac Drama with Maddie M and Shells and Prophet tonight. So make sure you come back and catch up with us next Wednesday on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. I'm being specific. Anyway, everybody keep grinding and shining. Much love.